Hello, welcome to podcast number one. This is Brother Jim. I'm doing this from just get an idea of where I'm at. It's a little south of the Amazon rainforest. Cloudy day. All right, and this is a podcast on what is the meaning of life. You know, lots of people, they're always going around, what's the meaning of life? To go to school for years and years and years. They do all types of things. They want to know the meaning of life. What's it about? You know, what are we supposed to do? Well, it's actually really easy, at least in my opinion, okay? I'm going to give my my viewpoint of it all. Don't know if it's going to help anything or anybody, but maybe it will. And if it does, that's nice. All right, so let me start this off. So what were people made for in the first place? Well, if you look in the Bible, it says that, you know, it's written that people were made to do God's will, to enjoy the land, be in harmony with everything, you know, sort of a perfect state. That's the idea. Now something obviously happened. There's a evil that got into the world. There's evil right and left. Nowadays, the current state today, it's just evil world. You know, right and left everywhere is just evil. It's not in a perfect state anymore. So it's different now. So what are we supposed to do? Here we are. We popping in this world. And what are we supposed to do? Well, the Bible, you know, which is a record of all God's acts through the ages. It talks about that, and I'll just give you a couple of quick points. I usually don't like to take things out of the Bible, out of context. They do that, you know, like they used to do that in those Kojak movies, you know, do ransom notes. They take, you know, parts of pieces of little, you know, newspapers or whatever, and say whatever it does. And that's what they do, actually, in lots of the institutional churches and that. They just make it say whatever they want. But nevertheless, just to give an idea, to get to the point, what this is all about, I'm just going to take out four little parts here. Okay, I'll get to it right now so we can get on with this here. Okay, the first is, what is the meaning of it? What are we supposed to do? Okay, you look in the book of Ecclesiastes. Okay, that's one of the books in the beginning of the Bible. If you look at that, it's a really interesting book, Ecclesiastes. It has a lot to say, lots of really, really good things. Lots of neat things. They even made a song, Birds, B-Y-R-D-S. They made a song out of one of the things. Turn, whatever. But, okay, let's just skip to the end of Ecclesiastes here. Just a second. I have it marked here. I have a Bible here. Old Bible has a big print. There it is. Okay, just a second here. Let me change this here. Okay. So here we are. Okay, the very end. This is what's written in the Bible here. Skipping to the end. Here is my final conclusion. This is the author. Here is my final conclusion. Fear God and obey his commandments, for this is the entire duty of man. For God will judge us for everything we do, including every hidden thing, good or bad. So basically, fear God and obey his commandments. That's it. That's what you're supposed to do. Okay, just summarize it there. There it is. That's the meaning of life. You fear God, you obey his commandments. Says it right there. It's very clear. Okay. Now, though, you know, since that time, that was written, you know, thousands of years before us and Jesus. It was written a long, long time ago. Since that was written, you know, man developed all these laws of, it made it complicated, basically. That's what they always do. They do that in everything. People do that. Make everything complicated after it's simple, and then they think their upgrade's better. They're not. So, basically, it comes around Jesus' time a few thousand years ago, okay, and there they are, and, you know, they're He's teaching. He has a bunch of teachings. You know, Jesus, before they killed him, the religious leaders and government at that time. And then, of course, God raised him from the dead. Okay, it just didn't work. But nevertheless, okay, at the time that he was teaching, they had these lawyers or whatever. They tried to trick him or whatever. They're always trying to trick him. I don't know why. They just always are. But so they ask him, okay, now that we have all these laws, basically. This is in Matthew. It's written here. It's lawyers. What is the most important command in the laws of Moses? Okay, he's asking. Well, you know, cause I guess they got a whole bunch of them. He's a lawyer, yeah. Okay, he says, Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. The second most important is similar. Love your neighbor as much as you love yourself. And all the other commandments and demands stem from these two laws and are fulfilled if you obey them. Keep only these and you will find that you are obeying all the others. So basically, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Okay, those are the two. Basically, because, okay, we've got Ecclesiastes. What are you supposed to do? Obey, keep God's laws. Okay, what is God's laws? You know, there's so many. Well, just love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. That's first. And then love your neighbor as yourself. Okay? That's it. And then everything else follows. It just falls like dominoes. Just follows. Okay. But then, you know, after that, you know, times went on, the church started up or whatever, and people began to think, so you just got to do this. But then comes along, well, what does it mean to treat your neighbor yourself? Is it just me? No. You know, just believe, don't do anything else, just have faith? No. And then comes along later on in the Bible, James, I think is one of Jesus' disciples. He was a martyr. I think they killed him. Yeah, they did. Okay. But okay, at the very end, well, not the very end, actually in James, at sort of like the middle, the second part, second chapter, and he says, if you have a friend who's in need and food and clothing, and you say to him, well, goodbye, and God bless you, stay warm, and eat hearty, and don't give him clothes or food, you know, give him clothes or food, what good does that do? So you see, it isn't just to have faith. You need to also do good to prove that you have it. Faith that doesn't show itself by good works is no faith at all. It's dead and useless. So basically, what it means to love your neighbor as yourself, if you help them out, you actually do things. You just don't say, oh, go, what does it say again? It says, don't go and... you know, stay warm and eat hard and then don't do anything. What good does that do? It says right there. It's not enough. You got to, faith that doesn't show itself by good works is no faith at all. It's dead and useless. See, you know, and then goes on. You're supposed to have, okay, it's by the faith, by the acts, that the person shows their faith. So by actually doing things, that's how you're loving your neighbor, okay? It's not just mouthing some stuff like they do in lots of these places. No, it's actually doing stuff. Okay? And at the very end, so the last part, though, is, so we're supposed to go out, we're supposed to help people. Well, yeah. And then they probably think, well, because we have to. No, when you do it, I'll go to St. Paul. Paul says here, and he says, look, let me tell you about something that's better than any of them. If I had the, if I gave everything I have to poor people, and if I were burned alive for preaching the gospel, but didn't love others, it'd be of no value. There are three things that remain: faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these is love. In other words, you gotta do it with love. You gotta want to do it. You know, don't be afraid of poor people. They don't bite. They don't stink. Those are just usually rich people stink more, actually. But you know, don't be afraid of them. You know, what did they say? Reach out. You know, be with them. Help them out. You know, don't just not care. So basically, that's it. That's the meaning of life. If you do that, basically all religions basically will say that that is what God's will is, helping out poor people and those that are in need. So that's it. It's you don't need to study a lot or do much else. It says it right there in the Bible. Okay. Well, that's podcast one. Maybe I'll do it on something else. Another one on something else later. Okay. Bye con Dios. Ciao. Bye.